sometimes we can have great art because you've been diagnosed. So Rick is really pushing forward that his diagnosis opened his mind a little bit to understanding more about himself and his art. And he's creating artwork that is beautiful, that is reflective.
That's Miranda Kroniak, Executive Director for the UICA. She says they're hosting a discussion on art in the mind following a request from renowned Grand Rapids artist Rick Bierhorst. His artwork will serve as the backdrop for the panel discussion, Art and the Mind.
Rick Bierhorst has been an artist in this community for many, many years, but a few years ago was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and it completely changed his outlook on life and also on the artwork he was creating. And so he really wanted to put mental illness and artwork and art as therapy into context for the audience.
Miranda says art is part of everything they do at the UICA, so it was important to use the artwork as part of the program. The panel will include perspective from numerous backgrounds, including a therapist, an artist who has worked with mental illness, and someone in the medical field. Grand Rapids Poet Laureate Marcel Price will serve as the moderator.
So I really hope the audience spends some time thinking about the wider implications of mental health on our community and how we provide services for mental health, and also the inspiration that illness can have on a person's artwork, and it can be a very positive thing.
Art and the Mind is Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $5 and can be bought at the door. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.